So inflammation, we've talked a lot about it. You've possibly heard a lot about it on various forums, if it interests you, which it tends to do more now with the talk about inflammaging. And there are myriad inflammatory illnesses. People live with low-grade inflammation for all manner of reasons, some to do with workload and stress. And one remedy for these conditions is possibly a way you haven't thought of, which would be useful to know about. Dr. Nanad Bursac is a professor of biomedical engineering at Duke in North Carolina, one of the world's top-ranked research universities. He led a new study which says the body can often rid itself of inflammation if we tell it to by using our muscles. This is in the journal Science Advances. Nanad, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. People find it very difficult often to get inflammation under control in a variety of settings, yeah, and for a variety of reasons. So is chronic inflammation getting more chronic in humans? Is it getting worse?
Well, there are different diseases that involve chronic inflammation, and some of them are genetic diseases. And I think, you know, they're now with the same prevalence as they always used to be. So I don't think there is an increase in those types of diseases.
What I was thinking of is people who have what we know as low-grade chronic inflammation, possibly because of modern stress and fast-paced lives. There is possibly more of that going on?
Yes, that is correct. Definitely there is from chronic or low-grade chronic inflammation coming from stress. There's definitely increased prevalence now, yeah.
Our muscles have an innate ability to get rid of inflammation. I mean, we know exercise is always recommended for you, but your study specifies why with inflammation. It's more than just a general exhortation to be fitter. You've found out something really interesting, I think.
Yeah, so people have recognized that, you know, doing exercise can help with chronic inflammation previously, but it is very hard to study chronic inflammation and the role of exercise in humans. And the reason is that there are a lot of other things happening in humans than during exercise than just the muscle activity. And there are a lot of other cells and organs present, of course, in humans, you know, in addition to muscle. And so teasing out what muscle does exactly has been always an issue. So in our research, we've used only human muscle cells, basically, and we organize them into something that we call myobundles, which is a mimetic of muscle in a dish. And so we mimicked inflammation with adding some factors to cells and exposing cells to some factors that are present during inflammation in our body. And then we made that muscle exercise in a dish by basically applying electrical current, electrical pulses, as one sometimes does to in physical therapy, for example, to recover muscle from some injury. And so we've applied this exercise in a dish, and we looked whether muscle could fight against this inflammatory response just on its own. And we found that it can.
So you grew nothing but muscle. You let the muscle grow weak. You stimulated the muscle. And this was the big discovery, Nanad, as it were, that muscles can act on their own against inflammation?
Yes, that is right. Actually, you know, we also looked in how muscle does that, and we looked in the molecular mechanisms.
Muscle can do it on its own. You managed to pinpoint the precise molecular pathway responsible, and I think a couple of drugs approved for rheumatoid arthritis work the same way.
Yes. Now, if you apply drugs that are made as chemicals to directly affect these signals, they can reduce that inflammatory response in the muscle. So in using those drugs, we've confirmed that the mechanism is what we thought it was, and, you know, with the exercise, which is reduction in this particular pathway called JAK-STAT pathway.
Okay. If exercise will do the trick, if muscles can do it by themselves, what kinds of exercise? Any?
we have not studied whether particular types of exercise, such as, for example, endurance exercise, if a long run, for example, or resistance exercise, lifting weights, would be have a different effect. So we cannot say that for sure. If I were to just speculate, I would expect that either of these would have similar effects. But we have not studied that.
Right. So if you are not fully mobile, for example, you can't exercise all your muscles, maybe you're older, and for that reason you can't, then exercising muscles somewhere in the body may well combat inflammation right through the body, basically.
Yes, that is correct. So we believe that this potentially, you know, this effect could actually be coming from the factors that muscle releases when it exercises. Now, when these factors are released, they will travel throughout the entire body. And so for that reason, they can be beneficial to other parts of the body.
Professor Nanad Bursach is with us. The anti-inflammatory remedies people take, there are so many advertised. How useful is science saying that they are? Do you know the zinc and the curcumin and the omega-3 fatty acids and the green tea and all this stuff we are told to take? How useful is it all?
Well, it's a good question, you know, and the one that's hard to answer. I think it's, you know, it's there's no really good clinical studies proving on a population basis, you know, any the beneficial effects of this. So I think, you know, it is almost individual. While it is clear that they do not hurt people, the effects could be really person-based. And for that reason, you know, it's probably something that if I were to use myself, I would try and see how if it works on me. But for now, there are no, for many of these, there are no, you know, really clinical proof on a large population that there is a, you know, overall beneficial effect.
The safer bet is obviously getting those muscles working.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you very much for the research and for the time you've given us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Dr. Nanad Bursach from Duke University in North Carolina.